The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
This is Dane Wigginton with the GeoengineeringWatch.org Global Alert News Hour for the week of November 12, 2016. The bigger picture continues to unfold very rapidly, big changes, but what's really going on behind the curtain? That's where the real question lies. This is a commercial-free news hour. This program is about harsh truths that the majority don't yet want to hear. This show is broadcast on KQMS throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 99.3 FM, and 105.7 FM. Recordings of this show can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the radio top stories and recent sections and the KQMS archives. I'll do my best to try to cover as many of the critical issues as possible in today's program, including later in this program a full report on the shadow government of this country. Were the election results truly a surprise or just another part of the covert power structure agenda? We should examine all the possibilities, those that haven't been considered by most. Also want to announce this show can be accessed by calling in to the PRN radio network, which broadcasts the show on the East Coast, but you can call in any time and access the last five editions of this program at 1-701-719-0991. Also, again, the Silent Epidemic DVDs, Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccinations, and 9/11 Truth, Architects and Engineers for Truth DVD, 2,700 architects and engineers stating on the record the official story for 9/11 is scientifically impossible. If you truly care about your country, you'll go pick up a copy of this DVD from Orchard Nutrition or Reading Radio. And if you truly care about your children, you have a responsibility to examine the facts related to vaccinations, which our mainstream media is not telling us about. More insidious cover-up articles on that, which I'll cover later in this show. Also highly recommend any parent that cares about their child that hasn't already seen the Vaxxed documentary that proves conclusively the Centers for Disease Control has been systematically hiding known vaccination dangers for decades, and they won't let top CDC scientists testify before Congress with their documentation. Is that not an unimaginable cover-up that involves the health and welfare of our children? If you care about your child, also watch Vax. It's available online. I believe it's $3.99, something like that, to view this full documentary online. What caring parent wouldn't take the time to do that? Or order a DVD, share it with others. The Vax people are doing everything they can to sound the alarm. Also, on the climate engineering issue, anyone can view full presentations on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. There's many presentations that cover the drought aspects of this issue, the climate disrupting aspects, the ozone destroying aspects. Many people have convinced themselves that the planet magically will always support life no matter what we do to it. This is a total fallacy. This is a very, very ignorant and dangerous notion that the population has adopted. Full presentations, many of them available on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. All of that is free. Everything on our page is free. Geoengineeringwatch.org sells nothing. This news program is paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org with no commercials so that we don't taint the message at this critical hour in the history of the human race when everything is collapsing around us. People need to find out what's going on. No room for commercials in that type of setting. Now, the current societal programming is this. Ignorance is patriotic. Truth is treason. That's really the scenario we face, the Orwellian reality that we face. If you try to tell the truth, you're marginalized by a society that doesn't want to hear it. The majority of the first world populations are completely caught up in constant distractions of choice that completely disconnect them from any awareness of the natural world that's imploding on all sides. The vast majority are completely oblivious to the fact that the planet is dying. This is not an opinion. It's not ideology. It's a mathematical, scientific fact for anyone who chooses to look at the facts, which unfortunately are very few people, because denial, at least for the moment, feels much better to them. And in regard to fighting to expose some of these truths, so many have come and gone from the front line of the battle, for example, in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. So many I've seen come and go. For most, unfortunately, as soon as they encounter criticism or resistance from their peers or family or circles, when they attempt to sound the alarm on the ongoing climate engineering insanity or other aspects of the insanity that we face on countless fronts, too many individuals, unfortunately, run for cover, never to return to the battle again. This is a mistake, and this needs to change. Just because you encounter some resistance when you try to share the truth doesn't mean you should tuck tail and run. We're not going to win the battle that way. And know that, again, all those who are trying desperately to remain in denial won't have that option much longer. About our weather, global weather continues to be completely derailed. Many causes for this, many causes. Not just this or that, but it's this and that. Lots of dichotomous thinkers in the equation. We have the global warming community, the environmentalist global warming community that chooses to remain in total denial about the climate engineering assault, which is mathematically the single greatest factor, but by no means the greatest overall part in the equation. When we add up all the forms of anthropogenic damage, it's immense. How could you quantify it? Cutting down the forests, poisoning the oceans, paving the planet. Human activity has done immense damage to the planet. So we have one community that acknowledges that, but denies climate engineering, and we have too much of another community, the anti-geoengineering community, that acknowledges the climate engineering, but somehow thinks that all the other forms of human damage don't do anything to the planet. Don't affect the energy balance. How could it not affect the energy balance of the planet when we cut down 55% of Earth's trees and poison the ocean and the plankton? We're 60% down with plankton. Plankton emit a substance called dimethyl sulfide. It helps form marine layers. Natural clouds. So as the natural clouds disappear, more geoengineering goes on to put a toxic aluminum reflective cloud over the oceans and everywhere else, and the energy balance of the planet continues to tilt off scale. So it's all these factors. The atmosphere doesn't know the difference between a particle that's emitted from the back of a geoengineering jet aircraft or a smokestack. It doesn't know the difference. We must consider the whole equation if we're to unite the climate science communities with the activism communities. No room for denial. On the global weather again, as droughts continue, deluges continue, snow's falling in many locations that I hear from people all over the globe. Why is snow falling at 40 degrees, 45 degrees? Because it's being chemically nucleated. Highly toxic precipitation is falling on everything. Where I live, in the once thriving forest on the east side of Lake Shasta, there's almost no birds, almost no bees, almost no insects, and almost no frogs. It used to sound like I lived in the Ozarks here. Now there's almost nothing left. And note this, take note of this. In the last 6 years, at a particular rain in the fall, all the leaves on the deciduous trees suddenly turn brown and die and hang on the trees. This is not natural. Whatever they are putting in the mix that's raining down on us, and we know it's full of contamination because we've lab tested dozens and dozens of times, many more tests from all over the world. We know that they're experimenting with many different elements in our precipitation. So why do all the leaves suddenly turn brown and hang on the trees? And why does nobody notice this? It's happened for the last 5 or 6 years. Is there a defoliant in the mix in the fall to make it appear as if winter has set in when the temperatures have not even dipped below 50 degrees where I live? The trees don't drop the leaves unless the abscission hormone causes them to drop from cold. And yet we see trees in some places in Redding in Northern California in a sheltered location. If the wind doesn't blow those dead leaves off the tree, dead leaves hang on those trees all winter long. Other locations where a tree might have been sheltered from precipitation, the leaves are still on the trees green all the way into spring. This happened at some of the trees at the Shasta County Mall, sycamore trees with leaves all the way into the spring. They never fell because it never got cold enough for long enough for those leaves to fall. But yet other leaves that were exposed to a lot of precipitation, dead, hanging on the trees. If you think that they're not experimenting over our heads, you haven't done your research. Now, it's imperative to remember that all major powers are collaborating and participating in the climate engineering insanity. All of them. Smaller countries are forced to comply actively or passively. And this must be remembered also with all the forms of manipulation that we see happening by the power structure. Unimaginable degrees of power and control are being wielded by those that control the climate. And indeed, every breath we take, how toxic it is. Climate engineering is very literally an existential threat for each and every one of us. And those in power will not stop until the public fully awakens to the issue, most especially our military brothers and sisters. We, all of us, and most especially our military brothers and sisters, must refuse to participate in the planetary climate engineering omnicide. And that's exactly what it is. It's not just genocide or ecocide, but omnicide, the destruction of all life. The vast majority of the population remains completely clueless of the unimaginably harsh realities that are closing in on us from all sides. All sides. We live under a toxic canopy. And how many people even recognize what a real cloud cover looks like? Blue sky, white clouds, not this hazy, misty, murky, cobwebby-looking mess that if you have time-lapse photography or you bother to look at it, which we have at geoengineeringwatch.org, you can see that this entire canopy comes from, so many cases, the back of aircraft. It expands out, covers the sky. That's what solar radiation management is designed to do. And how could anyone in their right mind not, whatever they think this material is, how could such a canopy not affect the weather? And yet people think that this is not happening. Some headlines. Trump picks top climate skeptic to lead EPA transition. That's an alarming headline to me. I've stayed out of this whole election fiasco because truly, I question this. No matter how convincing the drama seems, do we really, really know what's happening behind the curtain, what was supposed to happen? And what wasn't? How many people bought into the Obama is going to change everything lie? How many people bought into that? And I grant that it sure seemed that mainstream media was completely for Clinton. And I can't imagine her being president at all either. But I'm saying, do we really know what's going on behind the curtain? Perhaps even a candidate might not know the degree to which he's being manipulated in the equation. Perhaps even Trump doesn't know, and perhaps he's about to find out how much he's being manipulated. I don't know. I don't claim to know things I can't know. How can I know what's going on behind the curtain, and how can anyone else know? Because a lot of people claim to know. When an election happens, they claim now everything's going to be different, as if they know what's going on behind the curtain when they can't know, and they don't know. But I know this. Picking a climate skeptic, someone who doesn't even acknowledge the planetary meltdown that couldn't be more visible at this point, is alarming to me. Another headline from the science section of the Independent newspaper, quote, climate change may be escalating so fast it could be game over, scientists warn. What I've said week in, week out, is that this situation will become so severe that it will be impossible to hide for much longer. And that time is now, and the headlines are going to keep coming. An excerpt from that report. New research suggests the Earth's climate could be more sensitive to greenhouse gases than thought, raising the specter of an apocalyptic side of bad temperature rise of more than 7 degrees C within a lifetime. Like what we see now in our metering, that the official high temperatures being reported are very consistently 4, 5, and even more degrees underreported. Not overreported, as so many people want to convince themselves of, but underreported. What does that mean? It means it's much, much hotter already than we are being told. Much hotter. In fact, the data indicates we are already past 3.5 degrees C of temperature rise, and that's past the baseline at which human beings have existed historically on this planet. It means that changes are happening so fast, nothing can adapt. And just because things are still alive, ecosystems are still functioning to some degree, doesn't mean that they're not spiraling into total collapse, because that is, in fact, what's happening. We've lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years. Should that be a cause for alarm for anyone? Another headline. Earth just experienced its hottest 5 years since record-keeping began. This is just simply a fact, even with the underreporting. It's a fact. 381 months in a row of above normal temperatures, and yet we still have people beating the global cooling drum, which is exactly what the climate engineers and the fossil fuel industry and the military industrial complex wants them to say. How can anyone claim to be fighting climate engineering and repeating and parroting the exact narrative that the climate engineers would want them to repeat and parrot? That doesn't make much sense. Another headline, record hot 2015 could become the new normal by 2030, study finds. Whenever they say dates that are 15 years out, more or less, people tend to go back to sleep because it's not right there beating their door down at that moment. But in reality, that date is wrong. We're already well immersed in what is most likely, statistically already, an abrupt climate shift. Not just global warming, but an abrupt climate shift. Very different. Happening exponentially faster than most people can even conceive of because they've been programmed to believe it can't happen. So they don't believe it. From that report, record hot years such as last year's global scorcher will become the norm before 2030 unless greenhouse gas emissions are curbed. A new study by Australian researchers has found, again, a half-truth. No mention of climate engineering. No mention of the single greatest climate disrupting factor of all, climate engineering. So we have the quote-unquote environmental community and their quote-unquote scientists completely lying about the geoengineering elephant in the room, telling half-truths. The planet can't respond when it's being subjected to climate engineering. Another headline, sea level rise is making coastal flooding the new normal in many coastal cities. It's happening now. It's not down the road. It's not because the land is sinking, as some have said, as I repeated in recent shows, those who are sticking to their global warming is a hoax, false narrative, and thus alienating the entire science community from being willing to join the anti-geoengineering community. That's what that narrative does. When people deny the patently, absurdly obvious fact that the planet's in meltdown, ice is melting, seas are rising, when that's ignored by those who claim to be fighting climate engineering, they are in fact harming the effort to fight climate engineering. Another headline about, again, the decimation to our environment, which so many people choose to ignore. Why Oklahoma can't turn off its earthquakes. From that report, horizontal oil wells in Oklahoma can produce as many as 9 or 10 barrels of salty, toxic-laced water for every barrel of oil. And much of that fluid is injected back underground into wastewater disposal wells. All sounds very sanitary, doesn't it? Disposal wells, pumping unimaginable amounts, billions of gallons of toxic materials back into the ground where it infects the groundwater and causes seismic activity. That's a proven fact now. No speculation. Another headline. Japan tries to chip away at a mountain of disused solar panels for those who think that we'll just burn up all the fossil fuel and then we'll switch magically to renewable energy. Not going to happen. And how renewable and environmentally friendly is renewable energy? And I'm on solar and wind and hydro, have been for 15 years off the grid. Better than fossil fuels, but not a cure. From that report, by 2020, Japan's Environment Ministry forecasts the country's solar panel waste will exceed 10,000 tons. After that, the pile really starts growing, reaching 100,000 tons by 2031. This is a catastrophe. You can't just switch to, quote, renewable energy. And renewable energy requires a tremendous amount of fossil fuels. It's still part of the industrialized economy that's doomed, has always been doomed, because it's not really, quote, unquote, renewable in any way, shape, or form. It's only a fossil fuel extender. And with so many people starving, and people are starving, although those in the first world economies are oblivious to this fact in most cases, what do our agencies do? I've spoken again and again about how our agencies, EPA and others that are supposedly to warn the public of dangers, are simply there to hide those dangers from the public. But what do they do when it comes to food? This is just an interesting headline I thought should be read. 3,000 homeless people denied food as city forces charity to bleach the food and throw it in a dumpster. From that report, every year for the last 5 years, volunteers with Cooker's Care, a group of barbecue chefs with hearts as big as their stomachs, have worked together to feed thousands of hungry homeless people. However, this year, 3,000 homeless people expecting that food were denied it, thanks to the cold and callous hand of the state. Every year after the annual food festivities have finished, selfless volunteers round up thousands of pounds of leftovers from the massive cook-off and prep them for distribution to the less fortunate. Every year this has gone off without a hitch, until this year. Final sentence from this report. After volunteers collected the food to be distributed to the homeless, the same food, which was just deemed safe enough to dish out to the cook-off attendees, was then labeled for destruction by the Kansas City health inspectors. That's the kind of people we have working in agencies, unfortunately. Not really there to help. Better for people to starve than to have some food that might not fit their particular guidelines, if you will. That's the kind of people we have manning these agencies. And on the flip side, we have people in agencies doing everything they can not to look for real dangers. I know this firsthand. I've shared this over and over. Been in high-level EPA meetings in Sacramento, top EPA people, and told them my face. System is rigged. We are told what not to look for. That's what we have happening, and the public's oblivious. Some think, again, back to the cures, they look at people like Elon Musk, who I outlined last week was in the film Before the Flood with Leonardo DiCaprio, and they look at people like this as somehow they're going to magically, technically fix everything. So what does Elon Musk say? Quote, people should receive a universal income once robots take their jobs. People will have time to do other things, more complex things, more interesting things. If that's not a complete fallacy, Wizard of Oz sort of dumbing down of the population, what is? No concept of the planetary implosion environmentally, that somehow Elon Musk is going to make robots to do everything and we can all just play shuffleboard on the deck of the Titanic. And people are buying into this kind of idiocracy. Absolute lies. All of it lies. Time to wake up. Time to wake up and look at reality. From New Scientist. And this is how desperate society has become. This is a new article from New Scientist. Quote, food made from natural gas will soon feed farm animals and us. That's great. We're going to eat natural gas now. This is real. Look it up. I don't want anybody to believe anything I say. I've never asked anybody to believe what I say. I've simply asked them to investigate. From that report, a biotechnology company called Calista, based in Menlo Park, California, is set to announce the first ever large-scale factory that uses microbes to turn natural gas, which is methane, into high-protein food for the animals we eat. The factory, which will be built in the U.S., is in collaboration with food giant Cargill. No surprise. More treats for the population. We eat the animals that eat this food. So now we're eating animals who actually eat methane for food. The company will produce 200,000 tons of feed a year. This is worse than Soylent Green, by the way, if those who saw the movie Soylent Green, where they were reprocessing the human mortality and making it into food. This is worse than that. We're going to eat methane now. As I've stated earlier, here's another headline. It will take much more than renewable energy to stop global warming. The momentum is already there. Renewable energy is simply an energy extender. And for those who think that renewable energy is free and really renewable, think again. Here's a sentence from that report. Estimates that 3,200 million tons, 3,200 million tons of steel, 310 million tons of aluminum, and 40 million tons of copper would be needed to build the latest generations of wind and solar facilities. Together with demand from electrical vehicle manufacturers, a worldwide renewable boom would rely on a 5% to 18% annual increase in global production of these materials for the next 40 years. How renewable is that? In order to be renewable, we need to actually increase industrial production. How renewable is that? And when will the delusion be shattered? The current model of human existence is not renewable. It's a simple fact, and I know people don't like to hear this. They like to hear someone tell them, if you just buy some solar panels and a Prius, everything will be fine. And those kinds of people don't think about what's happening in Africa or South America or other countries for people who can't afford a solar panel and can't afford a Prius. They don't think about that. They're thinking about their own situation and what might make them feel better about continuing in this current direction that the human race is continuing in. It's not maintainable. A few other headlines. Another U.S. massacre in Afghanistan. Another one. from that report. The latest massacre of many innocent people by U.S. forces in Afghanistan provides another demonstration as to why it is imperative that the American people stop deferring to the authority of the national security state and demand immediate withdrawal of all U.S. forces from Afghanistan. This is just one example, but it's happening every week. I mention another mistaken slaughter of civilians. And yet we're told by official sources that this isn't happening. And the American people are all too willing to remain in that denial, that it's not happening, when it is happening. Final statement from that report. In a war that has now gone on for 16 years, U.S. forces just killed at least 32 more civilians, many of whom were children. Another 25 people were wounded. Of course, this is on top of the wedding parties, hospitals, and other victims of U.S. bombing attacks that have brought the death toll from U.S. interventionism in Afghanistan to more than 200,000. Not to mention the wounded, maimed, homeless refugees. In the last 7 days alone, 95 civilians have been killed in Afghanistan and 111 injured. Final statement. How many of those 30 people, including the children who are now being buried, had anything to do with the 9/11 attacks? It is a virtual certainty that none of them did. As I've stated in so many previous shows, 9/11 was the license by which the U.S. military-industrial complex was completely unleashed on the world, and the American population was all too willing to let it happen because they bought the 9/11 lie, the 9/11 false flag. If you care about your country, if you claim to be patriotic, pick up a 9/11 Architects and Engineers DVD, view it, share it, and show that you care. When observing, for example, the masses of people consuming at Costco and Walmart, and I don't know how many people take the time to do this. I've always observed people since I was very young and tried to decipher if they were in any way interested in the bigger picture. And I'm sorry to say that it's not the case for the most part. And the power structure has helped that to happen with the lies and deception, no question about that. But we have a population that for the most part has not wanted to know. And still doesn't want to know, and still treats those who try to tell them the truth with total contempt. But for those who try to share the truth, and I'll get to more on this later in this broadcast, take heart, don't give up. I'll cover that more later in this show. A couple more headlines. Fracking's total environmental impact is staggering, report finds. Why would that be a surprise to anyone? That drilling a hole 10,000 feet into the ground, pumping in toxic chemicals, then pumping those chemicals out and pumping them into another hole somewhere else in the ground to dispose of those materials, why would it be a surprise that that's a total disaster? Total disaster. And yet the human race is pursuing this, and it looks like now, unfortunately, these types of processes are going to be ramped up even more with recent developments on the bigger picture. Now, on the environmental end, here's a headline, and this is a very important headline that I want to get to the report on the path to total dictatorship, America's shadow government and its silent coup. But first, from Mother Jones, well-known environmental publication, Mother Jones, it's nothing more than a propaganda piece for the power structure, and the environmental community yet still buys into this. So from Mother Jones, a headline, "The Science of Why We Don't Believe in Science." From that report, "How Our Brains Fool Us on Climate, Creationism, and the Vaccine Autism Link." And this is from Chris Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y, Chris Mooney, major disinformation person for the power structure, a person with no conscience, no morals, no virtue, and no honor. Chris Mooney, who will write anything he's told to write, now using Mother Jones, a supposedly environmentally minded magazine, to try to make people believe that one, what's happening with the climate is only from anthropogenic causes of damage that don't include climate engineering, which is a complete lie because climate engineering is a massive part of what's happening. Not the only part, but a massive part. But no mention of that by Chris Mooney, who's telling us why we should believe science and not, for example, what we see with our own eyes and our own sense of logic would tell us is clearly happening in the skies. And he goes on to try to convince us that there's no link between vaccines and autism. Absolute, total lie. Verifiable, undeniable lie. And we have people like Chris Mooney, who writes for other mainstream media publications like the Washington Post and so forth, writing for Mother Jones. And also we have Huffington Post and other publications that the environmentalist community thinks, wants to believe, and chooses to believe is telling them the truth, which is completely false. These publications are simply part of the power structure, part of the mechanisms used to keep the population complacent, and that includes the environmental community, which is, as a whole, refusing to acknowledge the climate engineering elephant in the room that's poisoning the entire planet, tearing the climate system apart. And they choose to support these kinds of publications that are absolutely spewing out disinformation written by the hand of people like Chris Mooney. Look it up. Find his contact and send him a message and tell him to stop lying. That we know he's lying, and when these truths come out, the public will hold him legally and morally accountable. Now, how bad is it? I want to get on to a very important report. How bad is it? We just had an election. Was it really what it appeared to be? Was the drama really what it appeared to be? Consider this. Here's the title: The Path to Total Dictatorship, America's Shadow Government and Its Silent Coup. This is a report, excellent report, written by John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Today, the path to total dictatorship, this is an older quote, so I'll get to who said this in a moment. Today, the path to total dictatorship in the U.S. can be laid by strictly legal means, unseen and unheard by Congress, the president, or the people. Outwardly, we have a constitutional government. We have, operating within our government and political system, a well-organized political action group in this country that is determined to destroy our Constitution and establish a one-party state. The important point to remember about this group is not its ideology, but its organization. It operates secretly, silently, continuously to transform our government. This group is answerable neither to the president, the Congress, nor the courts. It is practically irremovable. Was that written recently? No, it was written in 1954 by Senator William Jenner. Nothing has changed. The cancer has only metastasized and gotten far worse. Continuing from this report, say hello to America's shadow government, a corporatized, militarized, entrenched bureaucracy that is fully operational and staffed by unelected officials who are, in essence, running the country. This shadow government represents the hidden face of a government that has no respect for the freedom of its citizenry. No matter which candidate wins the presidential election, the shadow government is here to stay. Need to remember that. No matter which candidate wins this presidential election or who has won, this shadow government is here to stay. Indeed, as recent documents by the FBI reveal, this shadow government, also referred to as, quote, the seventh floor group, end quote, may well have played a part in who will win the White House this year, who has won the White House this year. Again, how do we really know what's going on behind the curtain? And perhaps even the candidates themselves are not completely aware of the manipulation that they are now a part of. Continuing, to be precise, the future president will actually inherit not one, but two shadow governments. The first shadow government, referred to as the COG, or continuity of government, is made up of unelected individuals who have been appointed to run the government in the event of a, quote, catastrophe. The COG is a phantom menace waiting for the right circumstances, a terrorist attack, a natural disaster, an economic meltdown, all of which are happening right now, by the way, to bring it out of the shadows where it operates even now. When and if the COG takes over, the police state will transition to martial law. Continuing, yet it is the second shadow government, also referred to as the, quote, deep state, that possesses the greater threat to the freedom, to freedom right now, compromised of unelected government bureaucrats, corporations, contractors, paper pushers, and button pushers, who are actually calling the shots behind the scenes. Important, imperative to remember that. No matter who is standing in the presidential office, what's happening behind the scenes that so many so often forget? Continuing from the report, this government within the government is the real reason, quote, we the people have no real control over our government. We've seen it again and again and again. In every election cycle, people buy back into the lie as if a single person that's elected is going to make any difference when we have these shadow governments operating behind the scenes. The report continues, the deep state, which operates according to its own compass, regardless of who is formerly in power, makes a mockery of elections and the entire concept of a representative government. So who or what is the deep state? It's the militarized police which have joined forces with state and federal law enforcement agencies in order to establish themselves as a standing army. It's the fusion centers and spy agencies that have created a surveillance state and turned all of us into suspects. It's the courthouses and the prisons that have allowed corporate profits to take precedent over due process and justice. It's the military empire with its private contractors and defense industry that is bankrupting the nation, literally. It's the private sector with its 854,000 contract personnel with top secret clearances, almost a million. Think about that. A number greater than that of top secret cleared civilian employees of the government. Private sector top secret clearance people amount is greater than that of the government. Think about that. Continuing. It's what former congressional staffer Mike Lofgren refers to as a, quote, hybrid of national security and law enforcement agencies. Fascism. Continuing. The Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security, the CIA, the Justice Department, the Treasury, the Executive Office of the President via the National Security Council, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and a handful of vital federal courts, and members of the defense and intelligence communities. This is a massive cancer that's metastasized. It's a headless, heartless, soulless beast that so much of the population is simply willing to go along with, and that's why we're in this dark corner. Continuing from this report, it's every facet of government that is no longer friendly to freedom and is working overtime to trample the Constitution underfoot and render the citizenry powerless in the face of the government's power grabs, corruption, and abusive tactics. These are the key players that drive the shadow government. This is the hidden face of the American police state that will continue long past Election Day. Remember that. Just consider some of the key programs and policies advanced by the shadow government that will continue no matter who occupies the Oval Office. Domestic surveillance, for starters. No matter who wins the presidential popularity contest, the National Security Agency, NSA, with its almost $11 billion black ops annual budget, will continue to spy on every person in the United States who uses a computer or phone. Thus, on any given day, whether you're walking through the store, driving your car, checking email, or talking to friends and family on the phone, you can be sure that some government agency, whether the NSA or some other entity, is listening in and tracking your behavior. Local police have been outfitted with a litany of surveillance gear, from license plate readers and cell phone tracking devices to biometric data recorders. Technology now makes it possible for the police to scan a passerby in order to detect the contents of their pockets, purses, briefcases, etc. Full-body scanners, which perform virtual strip searches of Americans traveling by plane, have gone mobile, with roving police vans that peer into vehicles and buildings alike, including homes, coupled with the nation's growing network of real-time surveillance cameras and facial recognition software. Soon the reality will be nowhere to run, there will be nowhere to run, and nowhere to hide. This is the reality, really, at this point already. Another aspect, global spying, the NSA's massive surveillance network. What the Washington Post refers to as the $500 billion espionage empire will continue to span the globe and target every single person on the planet who uses a phone or computer. The NSA's Echelon program intercepts and analyzes virtually every phone call, fax, and email message sent anywhere in the world, in addition to carrying out domestic surveillance on peaceful political groups, such as Amnesty International, Greenpeace, and several religious groups. Echelon has also been a keystone in the government's attempts at political and corporate espionage. This is about the power structure, the cowards behind the curtain, being so terrified of losing their power to a population that wakes up. That's what all this is about. And it's not changed because of a different person in the White House. Think about that and remember that. Continuing, roving TSA searches. The American taxpayer will continue to get ripped off by government agencies in the dubious name of national security. One of the greatest culprits when it comes to swindling taxpayers has been the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, with its questionable deployment of and completely mismanagement of millions of dollars worth of airport full-body X-ray scanners, punitive pat-downs by the TSA agents, and thefts of travelers' valuables, considered essential to national security, TSA programs will continue in airports and transportation hubs around the country. The USA Patriot Act, what a joke that one is. America's so-called war on terror, which it has relentlessly pursued since 9/11. Again, 9/11, the license to unleash the military-industrial complex. Report continues, will chip away at our freedoms, unravel our Constitution, and transform our nation into a battlefield, thanks in large part to such subversive legislation as the USA Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. These laws completely circumvent the rule of law and rights of American citizens. In so doing, they reorient our legal landscape in such a way as to ensure that martial law, rather than the U.S. Constitution, is the map by which we navigate life in the United States. These laws will continue to be enforced no matter who gets elected. Remember that. Militarized police state, thanks to federal grant programs allowing the Pentagon to transfer surplus military supplies and weapons to local law enforcement agencies without charge, police forces will continue to be transformed from peace officers into heavily armed extensions of the military, complete with jackboots, helmets, shields, batons, pepper spray, stun guns, assault rifles, body armor, miniature tanks, and weaponized drones. Remember, they've GPSed all of our doorsteps in 2010 without giving a reason why. Remember that. Continuing, having been given the green light to probe, poke, pinch, taser, search, seize, strip, generally manhandle anyone they see fit in almost any circumstance, all with the general blessing of the courts, America's law enforcement officials, no longer mere servants of the people entrusted with keeping the peace, will continue to keep the masses corralled, controlled, and treated like suspects and enemies rather than citizens. And I want to add something to the report on that point. When we have protesters, quote-unquote protesters, like those after some of the police killings in some of the inner cities, when those protesters turn violent, that is exactly the wrong thing to do. Exactly what the power structure wants them to do, to further fuel this division. So if you're a protester somewhere in any circumstance, and you turn violent, you're a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem, and you justify the type of draconian police actions that I just outlined. Don't be a part of the problem. Stand your ground. Don't yield, but do it peacefully. Peacefully. Continuing. SWAT team raids, another aspect, with more than 80,000 SWAT team raids carried out every year on unsuspecting Americans by local police for relatively routine police matters, and federal agencies laying claim to their own law enforcement divisions, the incidence of botched raids and related casualties will continue to rise. Nationwide, SWAT teams will continue to be employed to address an astonishingly trivial array of criminal activity or mere community nuisances, including angry dogs, domestic disputes, improper paperwork filed by a farmer, and misdemeanor marijuana possession. I know someone in Las Vegas who had a SWAT team break into his house in the middle of the night, mistaken address. Two of the SWAT team members died. He killed two of them because he had defense in his house. He was also shot, and there was a legal settlement for that mistaken break-in. How tragic is that? Two of our peace officers killed needlessly. And they're just caught up. Our peace officers are also just caught up in this system that's being pumped down from the top, from those in power. And how are those people in power, and how do they get away with this? Because we, the population, let them get away with it because we continue to buy into the lies. We continue to support the delusion and the denial. That has to change for any of the rest of this to change. Continuing with more aspects of the shadow government and the police state, domestic drones. The domestic use of drones will continue unabated. As mandated by Congress, there will be 30,000 drones crisscrossing the skies of America by 2020, all part of an industry that could be worth as much as $30 billion per year. These machines, which will be equipped with weapons, will be able to record all activities using video feeds, heat sensors, and radar. An Inspector General report revealed that the Department of Justice has already spent nearly $4 million on drones domestically, largely for use by the FBI, with grants for another $1.26 million, so police departments and nonprofits can acquire their own drones. Remember our homes being GPSed? How do the few control the many with terrorism mechanisms like drones? So it's being used in other countries for exactly that purpose. The few to control the many by terrorizing them from the skies. Other factors that are primary aspects of the shadow governments that truly run the country and much of the world. The school to prison pipeline. How often now do we hear about children being expelled from school for the most minor infraction to simply force them to start conforming to whatever they're told to do, regardless of the rationality of that? Overcriminalization. How many are in prison? For what reasons? And is this always valid? And I realize there's two sides to this coin. There's times when police bring legitimate criminals to justice, and then the courts let them go. There's two sides to this coin as well. But how many people are locked up right now that don't need to be, at how much expense? 40 to 50,000 a year. And why is that going on? Because of privatized prisons. Privatized prisons, another aspect of the shadow government. And it all comes down to endless wars. America's expanding military empire will continue to bleed the country dry at a rate of more than $15 billion a month. $20 million an hour, by the way. The Pentagon spends, that's what they spend on war. And that's more than all 50 states combined spend on health, education, welfare, and safety. Yet what most Americans fail to recognize is that these ongoing wars have nothing to do with keeping the country safe and everything to do with entrenching the military-industrial complex into their power. Are you getting the message yet? The next president, much like the current president and his predecessors, will be little more than a figurehead, a puppet to entertain and distract the population from what's really going on. I hope I'm wrong with that. I hope that statement is wrong. Time will tell. But how many times has that been the case, and how many times does it need to be the case before people wake up to the fact that the shadow government is truly running this country, and the rest is simply theater? This is a state within a state, concealed behind the one that is visible and at either end of Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a hybrid entity of public and private institutions ruling the country according to consistent patterns, connected to but only intermittently controlled by the visible state whose leaders we choose. The deep state not only holds the nation's capital in thrall, but it also controls Wall Street, which supplies the cash that keeps the political machine operating as a diversionary tactic along with Silicon Valley. This is fascism in its most covert form, hiding behind public agencies and private companies to carry out their criminal acts. It's a marriage between government, bureaucrats, and corporate leaders. Fascism. The deep state is so heavily entrenched, so well protected by surveillance, firepower, money, and its ability to co-opt resistance that it is almost impervious to change. If there's anything the deep state requires, it is silent, uninterrupted cash flow and the confidence that things will go on as they have in the past. It is even willing to tolerate a degree of gridlock. Partisan mud wrestling over cultural issues may be a useful distraction from its agenda. But can the agenda of those in power really be carried out if the biosphere completely implodes, which it is doing right now? And the answer is no. This is why all empires have failed, because they don't take into account the bigger picture. All empires fail. And the current empires are failing right now. All their plans will soon be moot as the planet's ability to support life continues to wane, as the walls begin to collapse from every direction, with oceans that are dying, terrestrial ecosystems that are dying, crops that are failing, massive environmental implosion, refugees exploding everywhere. As long as government officials, elected and unelected alike, are allowed to operate beyond the reach of the Constitution, the courts, and the citizenry, the threat to our freedoms will remain undiminished. Nothing has changed on that front. So the next time you find yourselves despondent over presidential candidates, remember that it's just a puppet show intended to distract you from the silent coup that's being carried out by America's shadow government. I hope that's wrong, and I hope something has really changed, but why would I believe that? Why would I believe that yet? Time will tell. We must ask ourselves where our beliefs and biases end, and whether or not our conclusions are actually built on objective investigation and verifiable facts, or something else entirely. Mental filters and psychological programming, all is very difficult to detect. The lens through which we see the world must be wiped clean. if we're to see clearly. How can you actually make a difference? How can anyone actually make a difference in this all-important battle for the greater good? I'm asked that question a lot. And so many have taken the easy way out. They take the low road, convincing themselves that there's nothing they can do that matters. So thus, they justify giving up on any efforts at all in regard to the fight for the greater good. So many people are taking this path. It's the wrong path. I've had so many individuals try to tell me that my efforts in the fight to wake the masses don't matter, that it will never make a difference. And they claim that the attempt to wake the population is pointless. To such people, I would say this, that if any of us, by our individual and selfless efforts to share the truth, had any hand in helping to wake another, to raise the consciousness of another, to expand another's field of vision, even if only a single individual, then the battle we have waged to sound the alarm, in fact, had a point. It did, in fact, have a purpose. Cosmically, karmically, and even practically, if our combined efforts are waking others up around us, our efforts matter. Too many times, remember, I've had people recontact me after a span of time had elapsed from when I had given them information, passed on DVDs, or perhaps they heard a radio show or a presentation or came to an event in Reading. And they said, when I first heard this, I thought you were crazy, that this couldn't be true, none of it. They couldn't be engineering our climate, that 9/11 couldn't have been a false flag. The vaccinations must be safe. All lies. All lies. And I've had too many times people approach me, thankfully, after they had actually investigated these issues and expressed their angst and also gratitude. Their angst at realizing these truths were real, but their gratitude at least knowing it was happening, that they wanted to know. And they were now helping to wake others up. And that has to matter by itself. In and of itself, if any of us have any part in raising the consciousness of those around us to a higher level, to opening people's eyes, how can that not matter? It does matter. And for those that are choosing to still live in the lie, I hope you decide to look at the facts. Because if you don't, you're simply betraying not only yourself, but everyone around you, everyone you claim to love, everyone you claim to care about. That's betrayal. Denial of the truth is betrayal of everything that matters. And in order to find the truth, it takes a tremendous effort to eliminate our preconceptions, our mental filters. It takes tremendous commitment to do that. Two quotes from the Stoic philosopher Epictetus from 2,000 years ago, timeless wisdom that's every bit as powerful today. Because too many would remain in denial as long as they can because they want to avoid the sense of responsibility and difficulty that comes with knowing the truth. From Epictetus, quote, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." And what comes with that? Second quote, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." What kind of person do we want to be? What kind of parent, what kind of mother, what kind of father, what kind of brother, what kind of sister, what kind of human being do we want to be? One that has facilitated the cancer that has consumed the world and left no future for our children? Or one that has resolved ourselves to be a part of the solution till the end? Not a part of the problem, but a part of the solution. And to have taken one step on the correct path is to have arrived. If you are on the right path, if you had made the decision to be a part of the cure and not the disease, you are on the right path. And our will belongs to us. It's the only thing we own. And the correct use of that will belongs to us and us alone, period. That's our responsibility, to use that will correctly. And no matter how daunting this challenge looks before us, to try to curb the direction of the human race, a direction that's leading to certain near-term suicide, to change that direction requires all of us to take action, to face the full truth, not a half-truth, the half-truths that are being faced by so many communities that only want half the truth. We need the whole truth, period. And the full truth of the matter is this: the crossroad that we now find ourselves at is like no other in the history of our species. All those that are trying so desperately to remain in their bubble of denial will very soon be forced to face reality, whether they like it or not. Won't matter. For all of those that are truly committed to the fight for the common good, don't give up. Make your voice heard. Find out what's happening in your world. Help to wake others up. Every day matters in this battle. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.